Oh, well, I was, sorry to keep you waiting. I had a problem with the setup. Well, I thought it would be interesting for me to get a little evaluation of the two of you for my own. On the, what you fellows hear, what you fellows generally hear from the press these days, your contacts, because I get more on your reports than you all say. Supposedly, in order to focus on them, we start with the legal matter and so forth. Let me emphasize that we're talking about that. This is sort of your running information. We're not talking about the round shop. And you can ensure that when it comes in here, the only purpose of our company is to be prepared for our own purposes. Our law, public wise, I believe, there will be no discussion of this period. But I, on the other hand, they're going to move off the ticket, they're going to keep them on. And also, the way they handle it will tell us something about how they handle other things in the future. You can always judge them. Would like to start. Who's in contact with them?
Well, I have broken so you had some contact with Reeser.
I had some contact with Harry Reeser.
But anything you like, John? You
know, I'm talking with Frank Rellis and also Howard Smith. It is a view of all three of these people. The people that is dead.
Say maybe we shouldn't, maybe we
I agree with John when it comes to the second administration. I think in the second administration, if we win, you think what will happen? I think that some of those reporters may turn sympathetically toward you in a way that has never occurred before. Why? Well, I think it's going to be a combination of their distaste for the government and the resignation that you're going to be in office for another 4 years. But I think the goal between now and election is a neutrality goal.
I think there's more than that, but I think there's also an appreciation. Carney knows objective appreciation of the success of the president's policy, particularly in area one.
John, I think that's right, but only among those reporters who are pretty objective right at this minute. I think that that logical thing gets through to this group, but it does not get through to the group that is our target group.
Well, I think it's a little more like that.
But the target group is what?
The target group for the Government Protective Society group, the reporters who just traditionally let us have.
Well, actually, let me put it this way. In terms of the foreign policy area, if you look at it, I mean, take China's thing and the Russian, these events are so enormous in their impact that any responsible foreign policy guy is just going to say, God damn, I am glad to be wrong. Yeah, it's a hell of a thing. And they also know, if they're honest, which of course that's what they try to be, they also know that the world can change. Now, it isn't going to remain changed. It isn't always going to be safe. We're having a hell of a time with Russia now because of this Saddam thing. Hell of a time. But, on the other hand, the world is never going to be the same, and reporters have got to like that. I mean, these are the guys that covered what I mentioned today, you know. You remember that hellish fight that split the Democratic Party, program, which, you know, split off Henry Wallace and all the rest. All right? Now, 25 years later, we turned it. That's quite an achievement.
Well, I think that's at the basis of John's comments, because he's dealing mainly with foreign policy reporters who realize very much.
Yes, but you heard those stuff. They do feel that way, don't they, John?
Indeed.
A lot of it.
And I think that when you combine this, all of the things that we have going for us, the contrast with the government and the absence of day-to-day or gunfire criticism against the president,
there you're going to be, and you fellows watching, there's going to be this criticism. There isn't going to be the gunfire against the president. There shouldn't be. And that's why any time you guys call, all of these are never named. Well, yes, if they deserve a kick in the ass, say so. But as they look here, they're just running. I know you want to be fair, and by God, that article's not fair. Is that what you say to them?
Yes, I think so. I would still leave room to, I said a little strong.
Frankly, you know them. You know what?
But I think the example of where we took on the New York Times and beat them, that there's still room for that exception.
I'm for that.
But that wasn't where we had to nail on facts. Right. We could nail them on facts.
Well, that's right. Well, you do the same thing with TV guys. If they really put your
It's the old finger out, what have they done there? Look at history, that's the thing. You ever read the Lincoln story? Abraham Lincoln, in his 30s, had melancholy, which they call it, a very serious fits of depression, not before the war, not coming.
That's also a bad word, he had, not only that, but the president, Mr. Lincoln, had pushed him about half, I thought it was about a fraction.
All right, well, let's go back a little further.
Caesar, epilepsy. Napoleon, problems. What about that? This is, has to do with the amount of power that we have now.
The thing is,
incinerate a hex.
It's the presidency that's scary.
Right.
That is.
That's it.
It's the button.
That's right.
That's the big thing, really, that they kill Bull on. They thought that one day he'd just get up on a lot
of that dirty son of a.
Churches, of course, the same way, except more. But I admire that he's maybe make the most important speech I've ever been given. to both take it upon yourselves to watch very closely the relation to the press, to be sure that you're, the other thing is that particularly, and do it very discreetly on the vice president, he's going to do his best. The thing that he does not sometimes realize, and I didn't show that to him, is he doesn't realize how some about that, but it may not have come to him, and maybe when I check that's regarding. He, in my view, I told him, I said, no, I said, look, let me tell you about shows. I didn't say to him, I said, they're one, but they're each. And now, don't make any unless they're on yourself. I mean, don't make a joke about it.